This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Going on the internet, so fair warning to everybody, and welcome all visitors, and remind you to turn off your cell phones, turn them on vibrate, and ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Cronin, Frerichs, Hoffman, Kopp, Olson, Schrempp, Sly, Sorensen, Street, Van Gerpen, Verschio, Vanneman, Bruner.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Quorum is present. To remind everybody who wishes to speak today to sign up at the sheet on the podium, and the pages will help you with handouts if you have them. We've got two bills on the motion to accept the minutes. We have a motion. Was that a second from you? I thought so. Motion to approve the previous minutes. All in favor of the motion to approve the previous minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Minutes are approved. Two bills on the docket today. We will rearrange their order just a little bit and start with Senate Bill 188, a bill to provide for the appointment of members of the State Brand Board by district. And we have the distinguished Senator Roden to pitch that bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the House Ag Committee, it's good to be back in House Ag. Senate Bill 188, as you know, sets up districts for the brand board. We've been working with the governor's office and with the stock growers. I've been working with Senator Maher, kind of in with 188, Senate Bill 188 and 105, kind of hand in hand. And to make a long story short, we have come to an agreement that we made some adjustments, considered whether or not to make some amendments to 188, and thought in the long run it would be better off to make House Bill or Senate Bill 105 the horse that we wanted to ride today. And as a result of that, I would ask kindly for this committee to set Senate Bill 188 aside. With that, I will leave it in your wise hands. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a request. I assume there's nobody else that wants to speak for or against the bill. I would allow, we don't have a motion or anything on the floor. I would allow a question or a motion or whatever you want to do over there.
Move to table 188.
We have a motion to table by Representative Street, second by Hoffman. That's a non-debatable motion. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Oh, we need a, that's final final action. We need a roll call vote. Oppose, or if you're in favor, say aye. Opposed, no. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Cronin.
Aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Hoffman,
aye.
Kopp,
aye.
Olson,
no.
Schrempp,
aye.
Sly,
aye.
Sorensen,
no.
Street,
aye.
Van Gerpen,
aye.
Verschio,
no.
Vanneman,
aye.
Bruner,
aye. Motion carried. Senate Bill 188 is tabled. Takes us to Senate Bill 105, require the State Brand Board to provide certain reports and information and provide for a Senate confirmation for Brand Board members. Are there proponents to Senate Bill 105?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Members of the committee. Senate Bill 105.
Could you please identify yourself?
Oh, yes, I will do that. I'm State Senator Ryan Maher from District 28, which encompasses all of northwestern South Dakota. 105, I have the page bringing around some handouts. And as we go through this, the handout is a little bit about the budget of the brand board, and it also includes some written testimony when we were over in the Senate Ag Committee, and it also includes a little bit more information about livestock holds, and it also has some codified law that I also reference in the bill at the last two pages. This bill is a result of the state, the South Dakota Brand Board taking over the brand inspection this past May from a private contractor. That was the South Dakota Stock Growers. When this occurred, the level of accountability and transparency were severely diminished. This bill goes into detail and talks about the number. What we would like to have them do is to give us a report to the legislature as it stands right now, as the number and type of livestock that have been inspected in the past year, the dollar amount collected in inspection fees, the number and type of livestock that have been reported lost or stolen, the number of livestock that have been placed on hold status, and I'll get into a little more detail about hold status and what that all means, the accounting for any money that's been paid to livestock owners of those livestock that have been placed on hold status, and we'd like to know the accounting of livestock for which ownership has not been established, and the money associated with such when it's deposited in the Livestock Owner Inspection and Theft Prevention Fund. Now, for talking about holds, when you have livestock that were, as you as a livestock owner, you take your livestock to the sale barn and the ownership cannot be identified, or the brand can't be read, or they don't know who the livestock or the animal isn't easily identifiable, that animal is sold, and the proceeds from the sale of that animal are placed on what they call hold status, where it's not released to anybody until the proper ownership can be established. That money is left at the sale barn for 60 days. At that time, if ownership can't be determined, it reverts to the South Dakota Brand Board after 1 year. And if no ownership can be established, that's when that money is placed into the Livestock Owner Inspection and Theft Prevention Fund. With the level before that, the stock growers used to pursue that, and they had the option of trying to remit the money back to the owner. Our concern is now that we have a level of accountability that has disappeared, we no longer have our checks and balances. The brand board used to oversee the livestock or the South Dakota stock growers with this money. Now that they are no longer in the picture, that being the stock growers, what level of accountability does the brand board have to ensure that that money is going back to the proper individuals? That's what is a result of this legislation. We are just asking for them that the money that they receive in from the theft prevention livestock fund from those holds has a level of accountability to make sure that that money is going back to the proper individuals that deserve those proceeds from the sale of those livestock. as we were going through this, we also determined that also for checks and balances, some accountability, that we believe that that when the governor appoints those members to the brand board, that they should have Senate confirmation just like all the other primary boards in this in the state government, such as Game Fish and Parks, Board of Education, the Transportation Board. There's a whole level of different boards that we approve Senate confirmation on. We believe that since the brand board, the governor's office has argued the fact that that is a secondary board, and we don't want to be moving into an area where we start appointing or a Senate confirmation of all these secondary boards. We argued that when the brand board became the primary inspection board, that elevated their status from a secondary board to a primary board, therefore requiring another level of accountability or checks and balances, and we would like to see Senate confirmation move forward. With that, Mr. Chairman, I will stand down. Representative Peters has an amendment, because if you read the bill right now, when it talks about the legislature, it doesn't conform with the language on the second page, that being lines 12, 13, and 14 of the second page, when it refers to the committee. That was an amendment that was put on the Senate floor. She has an amendment that will change that back. And with that, I will stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other proponents?
Good morning. I'm Representative Deb Peters from District 9, Hartford. And I just want to let everybody know that this is the first time in 5 years I've ever been in front of House Ag, I believe. So be nice, please.
We're always nice.
Well, I do have an amendment. I believe it's being passed out now. It's 105TC. I'd really appreciate that this be put back on, restoring the bill to the original form. The bill was amended on the House or on the Senate floor, as Senator Maher stated. And so if you look on page 1, lines 6 through 8, it talks about annual report to the legislature. If you look on page 2, lines 12 through 14, it talks about the committees. So with this amendment, it would go back to being consistent with making the report submitted to not only both House and Senate agriculture ag committees, but also the Senate and House Government Operations and Audit Committees. And you'd probably wonder why Government Operations and Audit Committee. For the newer members on the committee, Government Operations and Audit is a statutorily created committee that works in the interim to deal with any issues that arise with our citizens in the state of South Dakota. And believe it or not, the brand board has been on our agenda for many, many, many months in a row. So with that, and being chair of Government Operations and Audit on the Senate side, on the House side, I'd really appreciate your favorable consideration of this particular bill with the amendment attached. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Peters. Are there other proponents to House Bill 105 or Senate Bill 105? Excuse me.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jeremiah M. Murphy from Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Stock Growers Association. We support, first of all, I'll note we support Senate Bill 105. We support Representative Peters' amendment. The amendment that was offered by way of a little more background on the Senate floor was well-intentioned, and it would have broadened the reporting, but we respect and support Representative Peters and Senator Maher's desire to put this back in the original form, and we think that sends those reports to the place where they are best used. I won't repeat Senator Maher's testimony except to say that the holds issue is important to the stock growers. We're not interested in going back and looking at that contract. We can't unring that bell, and that's not what we're trying to do here today. But we remain a party to this in that our members make up a large number of those who are served by the brand board and by the brand program. They support it financially, and it's our members' livestock by and large who are protected by that program. So we retain a real interest in it. So we're not interested in going back and looking at that deal, but we are interested in doing the next right thing, and we believe Senate Bill 105 is the next right thing. I would also make a final note in terms of some history, and another thing that we've been working with the brand board on. The original bill had a requirement for internet reporting by the brand board, and that was amended out on the Senate committee, and after that we had some discussions with the brand board. They have, apart from the bill, they're developing some internet reporting right now. And so our position is we want to see how that goes over the next year. We're going to be looking forward to seeing what that looks like. And ideally, our hope is that we do not come back next year on the internet reporting side of this, that what comes out of the brand board will be good for their needs and good for the consumers of that program's needs. So with all of those things in mind, I urge you to support Senate Bill 105, and also I'd urge you to support Representative Peters' amendment, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Other proponents to Senate Bill 105?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, Johnny Kirstein, South Dakota Farmers Union. We also support this and the amendment. Anytime you can add transparency and accountability to it, it makes it a lot easier, and we're hearing from our West River members over the weekend at annual convention. It was a hot topic, so they asked us to be here, and I guess we just give a me too. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kirstein. Other proponents? Other proponents to Senate Bill 105? Seeing none, are there opponents to Senate Bill 105? Opponents? No opponents. We'll waive the rebuttal and go straight to committee questions. Representative Sly.
This could probably go to Senator Maher. He would probably know.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Before this time, how was the checks and balances handled? You know, when the brand board wasn't under the state, or the branding wasn't under that. How was that handled?
Mr. Chairman, what the stock growers have done in the past is, and then they circulate about 15,000 of these, and it was put out every quarter, and in there they were all their minutes of the brand board meetings and stuff, and in there they would talk about the holds and the different things that were going on in their, what they call their subcommittee, the brand committee. And so as as you look at this, you know, the brand board oversaw the stock growers, and the stock growers then reported back to the producers, that being the livestock owners. So.
Sure.
So there was no level of government of the legislature that they reported to?
Right. They have never reported to the legislature before. You know, you had the governor that appointed the brand board members. The brand board oversaw the stock growers, and the stock growers reported back to the producers. Now that that has all been, you know, I'm going to say accordioned, it's all been shrunk down, what we are trying to do is to put in some legislative oversight, being that we're elected by the people back home. If they could give us an accounting back to us, that way we can take it back to our people and say, hey, your money is being handled in a responsible manner. There is nothing fishy. There's nothing, you know, being made up, and there's nothing, there's no fraud taking place, is what I would like to be able to go back to our people or the people who elected us and say that everything's on the up and up. And also, hopefully with this, we can settle some of the animosity that's out there too. Right now there's this level of uncertainty out there. You know, the government's taking over our life. You know, the government's not taking over our lives and trying to steal our cattle. And so hopefully we can appease some of that little animosity that's out there too by doing this. So.
Thank you. Other questions, Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see a lot of good in this bill. But I have one question. The original bill, and I sure might be missing something, but the original bill, 188, attempted to divide the state into districts, and I really liked that idea. And I thought part of the problem was that too many of the people on the brand board were from one area. So I guess I don't see the second bill accomplishing that. And Jeremiah Murphy, I wonder if maybe you could answer that. As being a representative of the stock growers?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the question, Representative. That remains important to us, but I would note that's something we're going to do. We're going to watch at this stage, and we're going to see how those appointments fall, because while if we take the bill down, the governor is not mandated to appoint people by district, and there's no particular agreement, we've made it clear that's what we'd like to see happen, and we're going to see how that develops in time. And if I had to list priorities, I'd say that the issue of transparency, given what Senator Maher described as the accordion effect of this change, I think I'd say that's probably at the top of our list right now of a number of things we're watching as consumers of this program.
So as a follow-up, you don't see the need maybe to amend that back into this bill. That's something we can wait for another year to see how things go.
Yeah, at this time, I guess, you know, I just sort of simply say we supported Senator Roden's request earlier in today's meeting, and we're just really focused on 105.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Other questions? Seeing none, we will close to questions and go to committee discussion and or action. Yeah, we have an amendment laying here in front of us. Representative Cronin.
I move 105, tea and coffee.
We have a motion, 105 TC by Cronin, second by Olson. Comments on that?
I think this is a good move. You know, reporting back to the House and Senate committees on agriculture, and then the GOAC is very important in this process, being that they're the operations and audit for the state government. I think it's a good move. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Representative Van Gerpen. We have substitute motion. State your motion. We have a substitute motion, everything after resources. Yeah. Okay, we have a substitute motion. Yes. We need a second first. Second. We have a motion and a second. Comments on that? Second by Kopp, Representative Kopp. Comments on that motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that this is an agricultural issue, and I think that the integrity of the House and Senate Agricultural and Natural Resources Committees need to be kept intact, and I think that the personnel in those committees can determine A or nay with regard to the report, and I think we believe in limited government, not in greater government, and therefore I propose this amendment.
Question. Go ahead, Chairman. Representative Hoffman.
I have a question for the person sponsoring this amendment, Representative Peters.
Well, we're past the question stage.
Okay, then I have a question for someone on this committee. Is there has to be a valid reason for both of these entities to be included in this. I'm not sure it makes any sense, excuse me, for us to cut out. It is a safeguard, in my mind, that we have two organizations, two entities within government getting the information instead of just one. It overlaps. It makes it more transparent. I don't believe, Representative Van Gerpen, that your motion that makes this bill any better. I think it hurts it, sir.
So he knew the answer.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, believe that the Government Operations and Audit Committee, they have the expertise in looking, being able to look at numbers, and they have people that are working in that field, whereas we can maybe look at the oversight. But as far as actually crunching numbers, I believe that the GOAC committee is an appropriate committee to review that.
Thank you. Other comments on the Van Gerpen substitute motion?
Mr. Chairman, Chairman. I believe this committee has the personnel and will continue to have the personnel to be responsible in making these decisions. And I believe in limited government, not bigger government. And we can keep adding committees to review these reports that we're going to receive. And I think that this committee and the Senate committee is qualified enough to properly review those reports.
Thank you. Other comments? Representative Olson.
I, too, believe in very limited government, and that's what having GOAC in here does, is help limit government. It's another point of accountability. We need this in here.
Other comments? If not, the substitute motion is to delete everything after resources in the present amendment. All in favor, it's a voice vote. All in favor will say aye. Opposed, let me do that again. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
Motion fails. SB or 105TC is back to its original form. And we will now vote on that amendment. We go back to the original amendment. As you have sitting in front of you, all in favor of that amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. 105 is so amended. That brings us to an amended bill. Other comments and or action?
I move do pass.
We have a motion by Olson, do pass. Second by Ferrix. Comments on that motion?
This is just accountability, and goodness knows we need more open government.
Other comments? Seeing none, the motion is due pass on Senate Bill 105 as amended. No other comments. All in favor will say aye. Opposed, no. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Cronin.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Hoffman.
Aye.
Kopp.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schrempf.
Aye.
Sly. Sorensen?
Aye.
Street?
Aye.
Van Gerpen? Verschio?
Aye.
Vanneman?
No.
Bruner?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, we have 12 yes, 1 no.
Motion carried. 105 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Thank you, Representative Peters. I guess that clears our calendar. If there's anything else to come before this board. Seeing nothing, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Vanneman, second by Hoffman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. We are adjourned.